Code Winds, Episode 3, a review of SQL Bits, the lightweight SQL builder for Node. Welcome to the Code Winds podcast, where we cover leading-edge web developer news and training with an emphasis on Node, JavaScript, and HTML5. My name is Jeff Barczewski, and I am here to help you navigate the winds of change. In this episode of Code Winds, I'm going to discuss the lightweight SQL builder for Node called SQL Bits, which was built by William Wicks. I think it's a great compromise between using native SQL and going to a full ORM, an object relational mapping tool. It is small and focused on doing one job to help you create parameterized queries. One of its unique and killer features is that it can help you create any combination of filter queries from a single complex query based on the parameters that are defined. My goal with this podcast is to introduce you to SQL Bits and provide some insight as to why it could be a valuable tool in your Node toolbox. What is a SQL builder, and how does it compare to an ORM? A SQL builder, like SQL Bits, is designed to help you to build safe, parameterized SQL with a minimal abstraction layer that still allows you to write optimized SQL queries. Using parameters is important to create SQL to prevent SQL injection attacks, where users can enter malicious data into forms to gain access to your database. SQL builders help you to use parameters and avoid these attacks. Having used Hibernate for Java and Active Record for Rails, a couple of popular object relational mappers, I've seen what ORMs can do, and they are nice when they do what you want. But all too often, when you get into more advanced uses, they tend to get in your way, and you're fighting with that tool to try and get it to generate the SQL you want. So a SQL builder, which allows you to create just the right queries, but helps you deal parameterization and tokens, provides a great balance. It stays out of your way and just helps with the bookkeeping. The SQL it generates and the parameter array can be used directly with your database module like the PG Postgres client. When I was looking for a SQL builder for Node, I went through the list at NPM, and there's quite a list of various SQL builders that you can try out. But as I went through each of them, I just wasn't happy with any of them until I found SQL Bits. Too many of them seem complicated or too integrated, bordering on an ORM. I just wanted something simple. I just want a single-purpose tool that would help me build good parameterized queries. I didn't want it to run my queries or perform schema manipulation. I didn't want to learn a complete new DSL or an API. SQL is already a DSL, and that does just fine. I just wanted it to help me with the parameters. So SQL Bits turned out to be a great tool for me. SQL Bits is a simple tool which helps you generate SQL. You can create custom-tuned SQL, pulling back only what you need, but you can let it help you manage the parameters and tokens. The show notes for this podcast will be at codewinds.com/podcast/003.html. I have notes, examples, and a little quick reference to help you. So once you've learned this from this audio presentation, you can go back and refer to that for all the details. To install SQL Bits, just npm install SQL Bits, SQL, BITS. The great thing about SQL Bits, which I show in the examples on the show notes, is that you can really just use SQL with a little bit of sugar to sprinkle in parameters. So simply I can say SQL select name comma description from widgets. Then I can chain onto that where, and then some criteria. And this criteria can have parameters and an or between in, but mostly it feels just like SQL. I don't have to learn a lot of new things. I can use all the specific things of SQL. I can use special things that are available for my particular SQL engine. And it keeps track of the parameters for me. When you want to specify a parameter, there's a dollar sign, a bits.dollar sign that you can use. And that's simply a method that you can pass in a parameter. Typically, that parameter will be a property on an object. So I'll have a whole object that represents all the parameters that I'll be using for the query. And I'll just be wrapping that with a dollar sign, open parenthesis, close parenthesis. SQL bits will keep track of these parameters and create an array. With relational data, you will often need to join tables together. And to maintain good performance, these joins may need to be optimized. That's easy with SQL bits. It allows you to perform any joins you need, left, right, inner, outer, any special keywords, just like you would with normal raw SQL. So I can create my standard SQL. Select name, C type from widgets, join category on, order by, all those things, all the normal SQL that you're used to. Build that up, add in the parameters, and you're ready to go. One of the killer features of SQL bits is the ability to create filters driven by defined parameters. So what I mean is, you can create one SQL query, a complex SQL query, with all the different filter clauses you need already put together. And then, based on the parameters you pass in, based on that object that you pass in, SQL bits will take out the filter criteria for parameters that are undefined. So this is awesome. So let's say you have a report or a catalog that you want to allow the user to filter by. So on your form, your filter form, you might have a bunch of text boxes or things that they can enter in, or check boxes or drop downs. And then when they post that data, you'll collect those values into an object, and you can pass those in to a function. If you're using SQL bits in this function, then you can pass that right into your query. And for the things that are undefined, if they didn't specify any values, those parts of the where clause will just be excluded. But anything that's been defined will show up just like it did in your original query. So this is great. You no longer have to build up this SQL with a bunch of if statements, checking if you have this value or that value. With SQL bits, you just create one query with all the possible combinations. Then based on whatever the parameters are that you pass in, SQL bits will give you the proper query that you need. Part of this syntax, one of the keywords is between, which is really powerful because it also handles all four scenarios. So for instance, if we had something that said price between 1 and 2, there's four scenarios there. Both both min and max are defined, in which case we want it actually to be priced between 1 and 2. There's a scenario where there's only the min is defined, in which case SQL bits will generate prices greater than equal to $1. Or only the max is defined, in which case it'll generate prices less than or equal to $1. Or the case where neither min or max is defined, in which case the criteria is just eliminated. So SQL bits has lots of little syntax sugar that really plays well with your custom SQL creation. This simple query by parameter filter-driven queries is really just one of the key things that just makes SQL bits a big win. This really cleans up a lot of code. I have examples in the show notes that kind of show how this works, but basically, it's like I said, for the values that aren't passed in, that part of the where clause is just eliminated. So SQL bits gives you back the SQL you need to use and the parameters, and then that's easily passed on to your database client. Similarly, when you're inserting data into your tables, it's also just as simple as providing an object. So off of the main SQL bits object, there's an insert. So I would call insert.into widgets on my object. SQL bits would look at this object and take all of the keys in there, all the property names, use those as field names. Then it would take the values and use those as the values for the object. SQL bits works similarly for updates. Off of the main SQL bits object, there's a bits.update. So you can take this update widget.set object. That object that you pass in there is the update values. It basically takes all the fields, the properties off of that object, and does a set on each one of them with the appropriate value. So the full syntax would be something like update widget, set update values, dot where, ID equal, and then dollar ID. And finally, deletes. To use delete in SQL bits, it's simply delete.from, table name, and then append on a .where clause, just like we've done for all the other examples. So in the show notes, I have a quick reference there that kind of shows how you would require SQL bits in your code, and also how you might set up constants or variables that you would use just to make things a little simpler when you're writing your code. For instance, I might say var SQL equal bits.sql, just so it makes it easier for me to use that bits.sql property. Cleans up the code and keeps things nice and neat. So I've got a quick reference that shows all the different properties, the dollar sign and or in between insert, update, delete, just the normal ones you need. There's more on William Wick's README for SQL bits, but these are really the main ones you need, or the ones that I use. There's also a dot underscore, which allows you to append if you don't want to do the simple plus. The dot where, of course, creates the where clause. And all the values inside of there are conditionally applied based on whether the parameters are defined. There's an order by and a limit and an offset. To actually get the the parameterized SQL out of the query, you just call the .SQL property. And to get the array of the parameters to use, it's called .params. In the resources section, I have a link to SQL Bits. It's at github.com/WilliamWicks/SQLBits. William has a nice README on the main page there at GitHub. So I encourage you to check it out if you want to know any more of the details of how SQL Bits works. In summary, I believe SQL Bits is a nice, lightweight way to create safe, parameterized SQL for Postgres and other ANSI SQL databases. It focuses on simply helping you build the SQL by managing the parameterization process. But you can still use the full power of SQL to create your optimized queries and even special features that our particular SQL engine provides. One of its killer features is the ability to create custom filter queries based on whether parameters are defined. So you can create one complex query, which is relaxed based on the parameters that are defined at runtime. Check out SQL Bits and let me know what you think. You can leave a comment in the discussion section of this episode. I find it to be a great tool to help me generate SQL for Postgres. And I hope you will too. Until next time, this is Jeff Barczewski with CodeWinds. Music by Audionautix.com.